Pista Sophia, a fourth book, chapter 126. And Mary continued again and said unto Jesus, In what type is the outer darkness? Or rather, how many regions of chastisement are there in it? And Jesus answered and said unto Mary, The outer darkness is a great dragon, whose tail is in his mouth, outside the whole world and surrounding the whole world. And there are many regions of chastisement within it. There are 12 mighty chastisement dungeons, and a ruler is in every dungeon, and the face of the rulers is different one from another. And the first ruler, who is in the first dungeon, hath a crocodile's face, whose tail is in his mouth. And out of the jaws of the dragon cometh all ice, and all dust, and all cold, and all different diseases. This is he who is called with his authentic name in his region, Enthonkton. And the ruler who is in the second dungeon, a cat's face, is his authentic face. This is he who is called in his region, Karachar. And the ruler who is in the third dungeon, a dog's face, is his authentic face. This is he who is called in his region, Arkcharkok. And the ruler who is in the fourth dungeon, a serpent's face, is his authentic face. This is he who is called in his region, Archork. And the ruler who is in the fifth dungeon, a black bull's face, is his authentic face. This is he who is called in his region, Marcher. And the ruler who is in the sixth dungeon, a wild boar's face, is his authentic face. This is he who is called in his region, Limcharo. And the ruler who is in the seventh dungeon, a bear's face, is his authentic face. This is he who is called in his region with his authentic name, Luchar. And the ruler of the eighth dungeon, a vulture's face, is his authentic face, whose name in his region is called Larach. And the ruler of the ninth dungeon, a basilisk's face, is his authentic face, whose name in his region is called Archeok. And in the tenth dungeon is a multitude of rulers, and every one of them hath seven dragons' heads in his authentic face, and he who is over them all in his region, with his name called Sarmarak. And in the eleventh dungeon is a multiple of rulers, and every one of them hath seven cat-faced heads in his authentic face, and the great one over them called in his region Rochar. And in the twelfth dungeon is an exceedingly great multitude of rulers, and every one of them hath seven dog-faced heads in his authentic face, and the great one over them is called in his region Kremar. These rulers, then, of these 12 dungeons are inside the dragon of the outer darkness. Each and every one of them hath a name every hour, and every one of them changes his face every hour. And moreover, every one of these dungeons hath a door opening upward, so that the dragon of the outer darkness hath 12 dark dungeons, and every dungeon hath a door opening upwards. And an angel of the height watches each of the doors of the dungeon, whom you, the first man, the overseer of the light, the envoy of the first commandment, hath established as watchers of the dragon, so that the dragon and the rulers of his dungeons which are in him may not mutiny. Chapter 127. When the Savior had said this, Mary Magdalene answered and said, My Lord, will then the souls which shall be led into that region be led through those 12 doors of the dungeons, every one according to the judgment of which it is deserving. What souls pass into the dragon and how? The Savior answered and said unto Mary, No soul at all will be led into the dragon through these doors, but the souls of the blasphemers, and of those who are in the doctrines of error, and of all who teach doctrines of error, and of those who have intercourse with males, and of those stained and impious men, and of atheists, and murderers, and adulterers, and sorcerers, all such souls, then, if while still in life they do not repent, but remain persistently in their sin, and all the souls which have stayed behind without. That is those which have had the number of the circuits which are appointed them in the sphere, without having repented. Well, at their last circuit will those souls, they and all the souls of which I have just told you, be let out of the jaws of the tail of the dragon into the dungeons of the outer darkness. And when those souls have been led into the outer darkness, into the jaws of his tail, he turneth his tail into his own mouth and shutteth them in. Thus will the souls be led into the outer darkness. The nature and the names of the dragon. And the dragon of the outer darkness hath 12 authentic names on his doors, a name on every one of the doors of the dungeons. And these 12 names are different one from another, but the 12 are one in the other, so that he who speaketh one name speaketh all. These then will I tell you at the expansion of the universe. Thus then is fashioned the outer darkness, that is the dragon. When then the Savior had said this, Mary answered and said unto the Savior, My Lord, are then the chastisements of that dragon far more terrible compared with all the chastisements of the judgments? Of the severity of the chastisements of the dragon. The Savior answered and said unto Mary, Not only are they more painful compared with all the chastisements of the judgment, but all the souls which are led into that region will be frozen up in the violent cold and the hail and exceedingly violent fire which is in the region, but also at the dissolution of the world, that is, at the ascension of the universe, those souls will perish through the violent cold and the exceedingly violent fire and be non-existent forever. Mary answered and said, Woe unto the souls of sinners! Now therefore, my Lord, is the fire in the world of mankind fiercer, or the fire in Amenti? Of the degrees of the fires of the chastisement. The Savior answered and said unto Mary, Amen, I say unto thee, the fire in Amenti is 9 times fiercer than the fire in mankind, and the fire in the chastisements of the great chaos is 9 times more violent than that in Amenti. And the fire in the chastisement of the rulers who are on the way of the midst is 9 times more violent than the fire of the chastisements in the great chaos. And the fire in the dragon of the outer darkness and in all the chastisements in him is 70 times more violent than the fire in all the chastisements and in all the judgments of the rulers who are on the way of the midst. Chapter 128. The disciples bewail the fate of sinners. And when the Savior had said this unto Mary, she smote her breast, she cried out and wept, she and all the disciples together, and said, Woe unto sinners, for their chastisements are exceedingly numerous. Mary came forward, she fell down at the feet of Jesus, kissed them, and said, My Lord, bear with me if I question thee, and be not wroth with me, that I trouble thee oft. For from now on will I begin to question thee on all things with determination. The Savior answered and said unto Mary, Question concerning all things unto which thou desirest to question, and I will reveal them unto thee in openness without similitude. Mary further questions Jesus. Mary answered and said, My Lord, if a good man hath accomplished all the mysteries, and he hath a kinsman, in a word he hath a man, and that man is an impious one, who hath committed all sins, and is deserving of the outer darkness, and he hath not repented, or he hath completed his number of circuits in the changes of the body, and that man hath done nothing useful, and he hath come out of the body, and we have known certainly of him, that he hath sinned, and is deserving of the outer darkness. What are we to do with him, to save him from the chastisements of the dragon of the outer darkness, and that he may be removed into a righteous body, which shall find the mysteries of the light kingdom, in order that may be good, and go on high and inherit the light kingdom? How to save the souls of sinners? The Savior answered and said unto Mary, If a sinner is deserving of the outer darkness, or hath sinned according to the chastisements of the rest of the chastisements, and hath not repented, or a sinning man who hath completed his number of circuits in the changes of the body, and hath not repented, if then these men of whom I have spoken shall come out of the body and be led into the outer darkness, now therefore, if ye desire to remove them out of the chastisements, out of the outer darkness, and all the judgments, and to remove them into a righteous body which shall find the mysteries of the light, that it may go on high and inherit the light kingdom, then perform this same mystery of the ineffable, which forgiveth sins at every time. And when ye have finished performing the mystery, then say, The soul of such or such a man, of whom I think in my heart, if it is in the region of the chastisement of the dungeons of the outer darkness, or if it is in the rest of the chastisements of the dungeons out of the utter darkness, and in the rest of the chastisements of the dragons, then is it to be removed out of them all. And if it hath completed its number of circuits of the changes, then it is to be led before the Virgin of Light. And the Virgin of Light is to seal it with the seal of the Ineffable, and cast it down in whatever month into a righteous body which shall find the mysteries of the light, so that it may be good, go on high and inherit the light kingdom. And moreover, if it hath completed the circuit of changes, then is it that soul to be led before the seven virgins of the light, who are set over the baptisms. And they are to apply them to the soul and seal it with the sign of the kingdom of the ineffable, and lead it into the orders of the light. This, then, will ye say when you perform the mystery. Amen, I say unto you, the soul for which ye shall pray, if it indeed is in the dragon of the outer darkness, he will draw his tail out of his mouth and let go the soul. And moreover, if it is in all the regions of the judgment of the rulers, amen, I say unto you, the receivers of Melchizedek will with haste snatch it away, whether the dragon let it go or it is in the judgment of the rulers. In a word, the receivers of Melchizedek will snatch it away out of all the regions in which it is, and will lead it into the region of the midst, before the Virgin of Light. And the Virgin of Light proveth it, and seeth the sign of the kingdom of the ineffable, which is on that soul. And if it hath not completed its number of circuits in the changes of the soul, or in the changes of the body, the Virgin of Light sealeth it with an excellent seal, and hasten to have it cast down in any month into a righteous body, which shall find the mystery of the light, be good, and go on high into the light kingdom. And if that soul hath had its number of the circuits, then the Virgin of Light proveth it, and doth not have it chastised, because it hath had its number of circuits, but handeth it over to the seven virgins of the light. And the seven virgins of the light prove that soul, baptize it with their baptism, and give it the spiritual chrism, and lead it into the treasury of the light, and put it in the last order of the lights until the ascension of all the perfect souls. And when they prepare to draw apart the veils of the region of those of the right, they cleanse that soul anew and purify it, and put it in the orders of the first Savior, who is in the treasury of the lights. Chapter 129. It came to pass then, when the Savior had finished speaking these words unto his disciples, that Mary answered and said unto Jesus, My Lord, I have heard thee say, He who shall receive of the mysteries of the ineffable, or who shall receive of the mysteries of the first mystery, they become flames of light beams and light streams, and penetrate all the regions until they reach the region of their inheritance. Of the light beams and light streams. The Savior answered and said unto Mary, If they receive the mystery when still in life, and if they come out of the body, they become light beams and light streams, and penetrate all the regions until they reach the region of their inheritance. But if they are sinners, and are come out of the body, and have not repented, and if ye perform for them the mystery of the ineffable, in order that they may be removed out of all the chastisement, and be cast into a righteous body, which is good, and inheriteth the light kingdom, or is brought into the last order of the light, then they will not be able to penetrate the regions, because they do not perform the mystery themselves. But the receivers of Melchizedek follow them, and lead them before the Virgin of Light. And the servitors of the judges of the rulers make frequent haste to take those souls and hand them over from one to the other, until they lead them before the Virgin of Light. Chapter 130. Mary pleadeth for those who have neglected the mysteries. And Mary continued and said unto the Savior, My Lord, if a man hath received the mysteries of the light, which are in the first space from without, and when the time of the mysteries up to which they reach is completed, and if that man continueth anew to receive mysteries of the mysteries, which are within the mysteries, which he had already received, and moreover that man hath become negligent, not having prayed in the prayer which taketh away the evil of the victuals which he eateth and drinketh, and through the evil of the victuals he is bound to the axle of the fate of the rulers, and through the necessity of the elements he hath sinned anew after the completion of the time up to which the mystery reacheth. Because he hath become negligent, and hath not prayed in the prayer which taketh away the evil of the souls and purifieth them, And that man is come out of the body before he hath repented anew, and anew receive the mystery of the mysteries, which are within the mysteries, which he hath already received. Those which accept repentance from him and forgive his sins, and when he come forth out of the body, and we knew with certainty that he had carried him into the midst of the dragon of the outer darkness, because of the sins which he had committed, and that that man hath no helper in the world, nor any one compassionate, that he should perform the mystery of the ineffable, until he should be removed out of the midst of the dragon of the outer darkness, and led into the light kingdom. Now therefore, my Lord, what will befall him until he save himself from the chastisement of the dragon of the outer darkness? By no means, O Lord, abandon him, because he hath endured suffering in the persecution and in the whole godhood in which he is. Now therefore, O Savior, have mercy with me, lest one of our kingsmen should be in such a type, and have mercy with all the souls which shall be in this type. For thou art the key which openeth the door of the universe, and shutteth the door of the universe, and thy mystery comprehend them all. Have then mercy, O Lord, with such souls, for they have called on the name of thy mysteries, were it but for one single day, and have truly had faith in them, and were not in play acting. Give them then, O Lord, a gift in thy goodness, and give them rest in thy mercy. When then Mary had said this, the Savior called her most exceedingly blessed because of the words which he had spoken. And the Savior was in great compassion and said unto Mary, Unto all men who shall be in this type of which thou hast spoken, unto them while they are still in life, give ye the mystery of one of the 12 names of the dungeons of the dragons of the outer darkness, those which I'll give you when I have ended explaining unto you the universe from within without and from without within. Of the efficacy of the names of the 12 angels. And all men who shall find the mystery of one of the 12 names of that dragon of the outer darkness, and all men, even if they are very great sinners, and they have first received the mystery of the light, and thereafter have transgressed, or they have performed no mystery at all, then if they have completed their circuits in the changes, and if such men go forth out of the body without having repented anew, and if they are led into the chastisements which are in the midst of the dragon of the outer darkness, and remain in the circuits, and remain in the chastisements in the midst of the dragon, these, if they know the mystery of one of the 12 names of the angels, while they are in life, and are in the world, and if they speak one of the names while they are in the midst of the chastisement of the dragon, then at that hour, when they shall speak it, the whole dragon will be tossed about and most exceedingly convulsed, and the door of the dungeon in which the souls of those men are, openeth itself upward, and the ruler of the dungeon in which those men are, casts the souls of these men out of the midst of the dragon of the outer darkness, because they have found the mystery of the name of the dragon. The souls who know the names escape and are taken to you. And when the ruler cast out souls, straightway the angels of you, the first man, who watched the dungeon of that region, hasten to snatch away those souls to lead them before you, the first man, the envoy of the first commandment. And you, the first man, seeth the souls and proveth them. He findeth that they have completed their circuits, and that it is not lawful to bring them anew into the world. For it is not lawful to bring anew into the world all souls which are cast into the outer darkness. But if they have not completed their number of circuits in the change of the body, the receivers of you keep them with them until they perform for them the mystery of the ineffable, and remove them into a good body which shall find the mysteries of the light, and inherit the light kingdom. But if you proveth them and findeth that they have completed their circuits, and that it is not lawful to return them anew to the world, and that also the sign of the ineffable is not with them, then you hath compassion upon them, and leadeth them before the 7 virgins of the light. They baptize them with their baptisms, but they do not give them the spiritual chrism. And they lead them into the treasury of the light, but they do not put them in the orders of the inheritance, because no sign and no seal of the ineffable is with them. But to save them from all chastisement, and put them into the light of the treasury, separated and apart from themselves alone until the ascension of the universe. and at the time when they will draw apart the veils of the treasury of the light. They cleanse those souls anew and purify them most exceedingly, and give them a new mystery, and put them in the last order, which is in the treasury. And those souls will be saved from all the chastisement of the judgment. And when the Savior had said this, he said unto his disciples, Have ye understood in what manner I discourse with you? Mary interpreted some from a former saying. Mary then answered and said, My Lord, this is the word which thou hast spoken unto us aforetime in a similitude, saying, Make to yourself a friend out of the mammon of unrighteousness, so that if ye remain behind, he may receive you unto everlasting tents. Who then is the mammon of unrighteousness, if not the dragon of the utter darkness? This is the word, He who shall understand the mystery of one of the names of the dragon of the utter darkness, if he remaineth behind in the outer darkness, or if he hath completed the circuits of the changes, and speaketh the name of the dragon, he will be saved and go up out of the darkness, and be received into the treasury of the light. This is the word, my Lord. The Savior answered again and said unto Mary, Well said, spiritual and pure one, this is the solution of the word. Chapter 131 Mary continued again and said, My Lord, doth the dragon of the utter darkness come into this world, or doth he not come? The Savior answered and said unto Mary, When the light of the sun is outside, above the world, he covereth the darkness of the dragon. But if the sun is below the world, then the darkness of the dragon abideth as veiling of the sun, and the breath of the darkness cometh into the world in a form of a smoke in the night. That is, if the sun withdraweth into himself his rays, then indeed the world is not able to endure the darkness of the dragon in its true form, otherwise it would be dissolved and go to ruin withal. When the Savior had said this, Mary continued again and said unto the Savior, My Lord, still do I question thee, and hide not from me. Now therefore, my Lord, who compelleth then the man until he sinneth? The Savior answered and said unto Mary, It is the rulers of the fate who compel the man until he sinneth. Mary answered and said unto the Savior, My Lord, surely the rulers do not come down to the world and compel the man until he sinneth. The Savior answered and said unto Mary, They do not come down in this manner into the world, but the rulers of the fate, when an old soul is about to come down through them. Then the rulers of that great fate who are in the regions of the head of the aeons, which is that region which is called the region of the kingdom of Adamas, and which is that region which is in face of the Virgin of Light. Then the rulers of the region of that head give the old soul a cup of forgetfulness out of the seed of wickedness, filled with all the different desires and all forgetfulness. And straightway, when that soul shall drink out of the cup, it forgetteth all the regions to which it hath gone, and all the chastisement in which it hath traveled. And that cup of water forgetfulness becometh body outside the soul, and it resembles the soul in all its figures, and maketh itself like it, which is what is called the counterfeiting spirit. If, on the other hand, it is a new soul which they have taken out of the sweat of the rulers, and out of the tears of their eyes, or far rather out of the breath of their mouths, in a word, if it is one of the new souls or one of such souls, if it is one out of the sweat, then the five great rulers of the great fate take up the sweat of all the rulers of their aeons, knead it together with all, portion it, and make it into a soul. Or for rather, it is refuse of the purification of the light, then Melchizedek taketh it away from the rulers. The five great rulers of the great fate knead the refuse together, portion it, and make it into different souls, so that every one of the rulers of the aeons, every one of them putteth his portion in the soul. For this cause they knead it jointly, so that all may partake of the soul. And the five great rulers, if they portion it and make it into souls, bring it out of the sweat of the rulers. But if it is one out of the refuse of the purification of the light, then Melchizedek, the great receiver of the light, taketh it, the refuse, up from the rulers, or far rather, if it is out of the tears of the eyes or out of the breath of their mouth, in a word, out of such souls, when the five rulers portion it and make it into different souls, or far rather, if it is an old soul, then the ruler who is in the head of the aeons himself mixes the cup of forgetfulness with the seed of wickedness, and he mixes it with every one of the new souls at the time when he is in the region of the head. And that cup of forgetfulness, becoming the counterfeiting spirit for that soul, and bideth outside the soul, being a vesture for it, and resembling it in every way, being envelope as vesture outside of it. Of the inbreeding of the power, and the five great rulers of the great fate of the eons, and the ruler of the disk of the sun, and the ruler of the disk of the moon inbreathe within it the soul, and there cometh forth out of them a portion out of my power, which the last helper hath cast into the mixture. And the portion of that power remaineth within it the soul, unloosed and existing on its own authority, for the economy unto which it hath been inset, to give sense unto the soul, in order that it may seek after the works of the light of the height always. And that power is like the species of the soul in every form and resemble it. It cannot be outside the soul, but remaineth inside it, as I have commanded it from the beginning. When I willed to cast it into the first commandment, I gave it commandment to remain outside, inside, the souls for the economy of the first mystery. And so I will tell you, at the expansion of the universe, all these words concerning the power, and also concerning the soul, after what type they are fashioned, or what ruler fashions them, or what are the different species of the souls. And so will I tell you at the expansion of the universe how many fashion the soul, and I will tell you the name of all of them who fashion the soul, and I will tell you the type, how the counterfeiting spirit and the destiny have been prepared, and I will tell you the name of the soul before it is purged, and moreover its name when it hath been purged and become pure. And I will tell you the name of the counterfeiting spirit, and I will tell you the name of the destiny, and I will tell you the name of all the bonds with which the rulers bind the counterfeiting spirit to the soul, and I will tell you the name of all the deacons who fashion the soul and the bodies of the soul in the world, and I will tell you in what manner the souls are fashioned, and I will tell you the type of every one of the souls, and I will tell you the type of the souls of the men, and of those of the birds, and those of the wild beasts, and those of the reptiles. And I will tell you the type of all the souls, and of those of all the rulers which are sent into the world, in order that ye may be completed in all gnosis. All this will I tell you at the expansion of the universe, and after all this I will tell you wherefore all this has come to pass. Of the light power and the counterfeiting spirit. Hearken, therefore, that I may discourse with you concerning the soul according as I have said. The five great rulers of the great fate of the eons, and the rulers of the disk of the sun, and the rulers of the disk of the moon breathe into that soul, and there cometh out of them a portion of my power as I have said. And the portion of that power remaineth within the soul, so that the soul can stand. And they put the counterfeiting spirit outside the soul, watching it and assigned to it. And the rulers bind it to the soul with their seals and their bonds, and seal it to it, that it may compel it always, so that it continually doeth its mischief, and all its inequities, in order that it may be their slave always, and remain under their sway always in the changes of the body. And they seal it to it, that it may be in all the sin and all the desires of the world. For this cause, therefore, have I in this manner brought the mysteries into this world, which undo all the bonds of the counterfeiting spirit, and all the seals which are bound to the soul, those which make the soul free, and free it from its parents, the rulers, and make it into refined light, and lead it up into the kingdom of its Father, the first issue, the first mystery forever. For this cause, therefore, have I said unto you aforetime, he who doth not abandon father and mother, and come and follow after me, is not worthy of me. I have therefore said at that time, ye are to abandon your parents, the rulers, that I may make you sons of the first mystery forever. Chapter 132. And when the Savior had said this, Salome started forward and said, my Lord, if our parents are the rulers, how standeth it written in the law of Moses? He who shall abandon his father and his mother, let him die the death. Hath not this the law made statement therein? And when Salome had said this, the light power in Mary Magdalene bubbled up in her, and she said to the Savior, my Lord, give commandment unto me that I discourse with my sister Salome, to tell her the solution of the word which she hath spoken. It came to pass then, when the Savior had heard Mary say these words, that he called her most exceedingly blessed. The Savior answered and said unto Mary, I give commandment unto thee, Mary, that thou speak the solution of the word which Salome hath spoken. And when the Savior had said this, Mary started forward to Salome, embraced her, and said unto her, My sister Salome, concerning the word which thou hast spoken, it standeth written in the law of Moses, He who shall abandon his father and his mother, let him die the death. Now therefore, my sister Salome, the law hath not said this concerning the soul, nor concerning the body, nor concerning the counterfeiting spirit, for all these are sons of the rulers, and are out of them. But the law hath said this concerning the power which hath come forth out of the Savior, and which is the light man within us today. The law hath moreover said, Every one who shall remain without the Savior and all his mysteries, his parents will not only die the death, but go to ruin and destruction. When then Mary had said this, Salome started forward to Mary and embraced her anew. Salome said, The Savior hath power to make me understanding like thyself. It came to pass, when the Savior had heard the words of Mary, that he called her most exceedingly blessed. The Savior answered and said unto Mary in the midst of his disciples, Hearken therefore, Mary, who it is who compelleth the man until he sinneth. Now therefore the rulers seal the counterfeiting spirit to the soul, but so that it doth not agitate it every hour, making it do all sins and all iniquity. But they give commandment moreover unto the counterfeiting spirit, saying, If the soul cometh out of the body, do not agitate it, being assigned to it and transferring it to all the regions of the judgment, region by region, on account of all the sins which thou hast made it do, in order that it may be chastised in all the regions of the judgment, so that it may not be able to go on high to the light and return into changes of the body. In a word, they give commandment to the counterfeiting spirit, saying, Do not agitate it at all at any hour, unless it doth not speak mysteries, and undo all the seals and all the bonds with which we have bound thee to it. But if it saith the mystery, and undoeth all the seals, and all the bonds, and saith the apology of the region, and if it cometh, then let it go forth, for it belongeth to those of the light of the height, and hath become a stranger unto us and unto thee, and thou wilt not be able to seize it from this hour onward. If on the contrary it saith not the mysteries of the undoing of thy bonds, and of the seal, and of the apology of the region, then seize it, and let it not out. Thou shalt transfer it to the chastisement in all the regions of the judgment on account of all the sins which thou just made it do. After this leads such souls before the Virgin of Light, who sendeth them once more into the circuit. The rulers of the great fate of the eons hand these over to the counterfeiting spirit, and the rulers summon the servitor of their eons, the number of 365, and give them the soul and the counterfeiting spirit, which are bound to one another. The counterfeiting spirit is the without of the soul, and the compound of the power is the within of the soul, being within both of them, in order that they be able to stand, for it is the power which keepeth the two upright. And the rulers give commandment to the servitor, saying unto them, This is the type which ye are to put into the body of the matter of the world. They say unto them indeed, Put the compound of the power, the within of the soul, within them, that they may be able to stand, for it is their uprightness, and after the soul put the counterfeiting spirit. Thus they give commandment to their servitors, that they may deposit it into the bodies of the antitype. And following this fashion, the servitors of the rulers bring the power and the soul and the counterfeiting spirit, bring them down to the world, and pour them out into the world of the rulers of the midst. The rulers of the midst look after the counterfeiting spirit, and also the destiny, whose name is Moira, leadeth that man until it hath him slain through the death appointed unto him, which the rulers of the great fate have bound to the soul. And the servitors of the sphere bind the soul and the power, and the counterfeiting spirit and the destiny. And they portion them all, and make them into two portions, and seek after the man and also after the woman in the world to whom they have given signs, in order that they may send them into them. And they give one portion to the man and one portion to the woman, in a victual of the world, or in a breath of the air, or in water, or any kind which they drink. All this I tell you unto you and the species of every soul and every type, how they enter into the bodies, whether of man, or of birds, or of cattle, or of wild beast, or of reptiles, or all the other species in the world. I will tell you their type, and what type they enter into man. I will tell you at the expansion of the universe. Now therefore, when the servitors of the rulers cast the one portion into the woman, and the other into the man of the fashion which I have told you, then the servitors secretly compel them, even if they are removed at very great distance from one another, so that they concert to be in a concert of the world. And the counterfeiting spirit which is in the man cometh through the portion which is entrusted to the world in the matter of his body, and lifteth it, and casteth it down into the womb of the woman, into that portion which is entrusted to the seed of wickedness. And in the hour the 365 servitors of the rulers go into her womb and take up their abode in it. The servitors bring the two portions, the one to the other, and moreover the servitors withhold the blood of all the food of the woman, which she will eat and which she will drink, and they withhold it in the womb of the woman up to 40 days. And after 40 days they knead the blood of the power of all the food, and knead it well into the woman's womb. After 40 days they spend another 30 days in building its member in the image of the body of the man. Each buildeth a member. I will tell you the deacons who build it, the body. I will tell them at the expansion of the universe. If then after this the servitor shall have completed the whole body and all its members in 70 days, after this the servitors summon into the body which they have built, first indeed they summon the counterfeiting spirit. Thereafter they summon the soul within them, and thereafter they summon the compound of the power into the soul, and the destiny they put outside them all, as it is not blended with them, but following them and accompanying them. And after this the servitors seal them one to the other with all their seals which the rulers have given them, and they seal the day on which they have taken up their abode in the womb of the woman. They seal it on the left hand of the plasm, and they seal the day on which they have completed the body on the right hand. And they seal the day on which the rulers have handed it over to them, on the middle of the skull of the body of the plasm. And they seal the day on which the soul hath come forth out of the rulers. They seal it on the left of the skull of the plasm. And they seal the day on which they kneaded the members and separated them for the soul. They seal it on the right of the skull of the plasm. And the day on which they have bound the counterfeiting spirit to it, the soul, they seal on the back of the skull of the plasm. And the day on which the rulers have breathed the power into the body, they seal on the brain which is in the midst of the head of the plasm, and also on the inside, the heart of the plasm. And the number of years which the soul will spend in the body, they seal on the forehead which is on the plasm. And so they seal all those seals on the plasm. I will tell you the names of all these seals at the expansion of the universe. And after the expansion of the universe, I will tell you wherefore all hath come to pass. And if ye could understand it, I am that mystery. Now therefore the servitors complete the whole man, and all those seals with which they have sealed the body. The servitors carry the whole peculiarity, and bring it to all the retributive rulers, who are over all the chastisement of the judgments. And these hand it over to the receivers, in order that they may lead their souls out of the body. They hand over to them the peculiarity of the seals, in order that they may know the time when they are to lead the souls out of the body, and in order that they may know the time when they are to bring to birth the body, so that they may send their servitors in order that they may draw near and follow the soul and bear witness of all the sins it shall do, they and the counterfeiting spirit, on account of the manner and way how they shall chastise it in the judgment. And when the servitors have given the peculiarity of the seals to the retributive rulers, they withdraw themselves to the economy of their occupations, which is appointed unto them through the rulers of the great fate. And when the number of months of the birth of the babe is completed, the babe is born. Small it is in the compound of the power, and small in it the soul, and small in it is the counterfeiting spirit. The destiny, on the contrary, is large, as it is not mingled into the body for their economy, but followeth the soul, and the body and the counterfeiting spirit, until the time when the soul shall come forth out of the body, on account of the type of death by which it shall slay it, the body, according to the death appointed for it by the rulers of the great fate. Is he to die by a wild beast? The destiny leadeth the wild beast against him until it slay him. Or is he to die by a serpent? Or is he to fall into a pit of mischance? Or is he to hang himself? Or is he to die in water? Or through such kinds of death? Or through another death which is worse or better than this? In a word, it is the destiny which forth his death upon him. This is the occupation of the destiny, and it hath no other occupation but this, and the destiny follow every man until the day of his death. Chapter 133. Mary answered and said, To all men, then, who are in the world, will all which is appointed them through the fate, whether good or bad, or sin, or death, or life, in a word, will all which is appointed them through the rulers of the fate have to come unto them? The Savior answered and said unto Mary, Amen, I say unto you, all which is appointed unto every one through the fate, whether all good or all sins, in a word, all which is appointed them cometh unto them. For this cause, therefore, have I brought the keys of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, otherwise no flesh in the world would be saved. For without mysteries no one will enter into the light kingdom, be he a righteous or a sinner. For this cause, therefore, have I brought the keys of the mysteries into the world, that I may free the sinners who shall have faith in me and hearken unto me, so that I may free them from the bonds and the seals of the eons of the rulers, and bind them to the seals and the vestures and the orders of the light, in order that he whom I shall free in the world from the bonds and the seals of the eons of the rulers may be freed in the height from the bonds and the seals of the eons of the rulers, and in order that he whom I shall bind in the world to the seals and the vestures and the order of the light may be bound in the light land to the orders of the inheritance of the light. For the sake of sinners, therefore, have I torn myself asunder at this time, and have brought them the mysteries, that I may free them from the eons of the rulers, and bind them to the inheritance of the light. And not only the sinners, but also the righteous, in order that I may give them the mystery, and that they may be taken into the light. For without mysteries they cannot be taken into the light. For this cause, therefore, I have not hidden it, but I have cried it aloud clearly. And I have not separated the sinners, but I have cried it aloud and said it unto all men, unto sinners and righteous, saying, Seek that ye may find, knock that it may be open unto you. For every one who seeketh in truth will find, and who knocketh, to him it will be opened. For I have said unto all men, they are to seek the mysteries of the light kingdom, which shall purify them, and make them refined, and lead them into the light. For this cause, therefore, hath John the Baptizer prophesied concerning me, saying, I indeed have baptized you with the water unto repentance for forgiveness of your sins. He who cometh after me is stronger than me, whose fan is in his hand, and he will purify his floor. The chaff indeed he will consume with unquenchable fire, but the wheat he will gather into his barn. The power in John hath prophesied concerning me, knowing that I would bring the mysteries into the world and purify the sins of the sinners who shall have faith in me and hearken unto me, and make them into refined light, and lead them into the light. Chapter 134. When then Jesus had said this, Mary answered and said, My Lord, if men go to seek, and they come upon the doctrines of error, whence then are they to know whether they belong to thee or not? The Savior answered and said unto Mary, I have said unto you aforetime, Be ye as skillful money changers, take the good, throw the bad away. Now therefore, say unto all men who would seek the Godhead, If north wind cometh, then ye know that there will be cold. If south wind cometh, then ye know that there will be burning and fervent heat. Now therefore say unto them, If ye have known the face of the heaven, and of the earth from the winds, then know ye exactly, if then any come now unto you and proclaim unto you a Godhead, whether their words have harmonized and fitted with all your words which I have spoken unto you through two up to three witnesses, and whether they have harmonized in the setting of the air, and of the heavens, and of the circuits, and of the stars, and of the light givers, and of the whole earth, and all unto it, and all waters, and all in them. Say unto them, those who shall come unto you, and their words fit and harmonize in the whole gnosis with that which I have said unto you, I will receive as belonging unto us. This is what you say unto men, if ye make proclamation unto them in order that they may guard themselves from the doctrine of error. Now therefore, for the sake of sinners have I rent myself asunder, and am come into the world that I may save them. For even for the righteous, who have never done any evil and have not sinned at all, it is necessary that they should find the mysteries which are in the books of you, which I have made Enoch write in paradise, discoursing with him out of the tree of the gnosis and out of the tree of the life. And I made him deposit them in the rock Ararat, and set the ruler Kalapateroth, who is over Skemet, of whose head is the foot of you, and who surroundeth all eons and fates. I set up that ruler as watcher over the books of you on account of the flood, and in order that none of the rulers may be envious of them and destroy them. These will I give you when I shall have told you the expansion of the universe. When then the Savior had said this, Mary answered and said, My Lord, who now then is the man in the world who hath not sinned at all, who is pure of iniquities? For if he is pure of one, he will not be able to pure of another, so that he may find the mysteries which are in the books of you. For I say, a man in this world will not be able to be pure of sins, for if he is pure of one, he will not be able to pure of another. The Savior answered and said unto Mary, I say unto you, they will find one in 1,000, and 2 in 10,000 for the accomplishment of the mystery of the first mystery. This will I tell you unto which I have explained to you the expansion of the universe. For this cause, therefore, I have rent myself asunder, and have brought the mysteries into the world, because all are under sin, and all are in need of the gift of the mysteries. Chapter 135. Mary answered and said unto the Savior, My Lord, before thou didst come to the region of the rulers, and before thou didst come down into the world, hath no soul entered into the light. No soul had entered into the light before the coming of the first mystery. The Savior answered and said unto Mary, Amen, amen, I say unto you, before I did come into the world, no soul hath entered into the light. And now therefore, when I am come, I have opened the gates of the light and opened the ways which lead to the light. And now therefore, let him who shall do what is worthy of the mysteries receive the mysteries and enter into the light. Mary continued and said, But my Lord, I have heard that the prophets have entered into the light. The Savior continued and said unto Mary, Amen, amen, I say unto you, no prophet hath entered into the light, but the rulers of the eons have discoursed with them out of the eons, and given them the mystery of the eons. And when I came to the regions of the eons, I have turned Elias, and sent them into the body of John the baptizer, and the rest also I turned into righteous bodies, which will find the mysteries of the light, go on high, and inherit the light kingdom. Unto Abraham, on the other hand, and Isaac and Jacob, I have forgiven all their sins and their iniquities, and have given them the mysteries of the light in the eon, and placed them in the region of Yabaroth, and all the rulers who have repented. And when I go into the height and am on the point of going into the light, I will carry their souls with me into the light. But, amen, I say unto you, Mary, they will not go into the light before I have carried thy soul and those of all thy brethren into the light. The rest of the patriarchs and of the righteous from the time of Adam unto now, who are in the eons, and all the orders of the rulers, when I came to the region of the eons, I have through the virgin of the light made to turn into bodies which will all be righteous, those which will find the mysteries of the light, enter in and inherit the light kingdom. Mary answered and said, Blessed are we before all men because of these splendors which thou hast revealed unto us. The Savior answered and said unto Mary and all the disciples, I will still reveal unto you all the splendors of the height, from the interiors of the interiors to the exteriors of the exteriors, that ye may be perfected in all gnosis and in all fullness and in the height of the heights and the depth of the depths. And Mary continued and said to the Savior, Lo, my Lord, we have openly, exactly and clearly known that thou hast brought the keys of the mysteries of the light kingdom, which forgive souls' sins and purify them, and make them into refined light, and lead them into the light. So ends Book 4.